700 Indigenous doctors and students are gathered today in Perth for the Australian Indigenous Doctors Association's annual conference. The Wire's Alex Jacobs reports.
Dr. Christopher Raller-Baker has a new job today. He's the new president of AIDA and has already enjoyed his role today as the conference got underway in Perth.
The conference is always very, very vibrant. At AIDA, we very much see ourselves as a family, and there's a sense of family at the conference every single year. It's always a happy space. It's a safe space for people. A lot of our Indigenous doctors and medical students will have come from systems that aren't always necessarily culturally safe, and they're able to come here and be themselves. And they get a sense of, well, they're rejuvenated by the time they leave.
Currently, AIDA has over 700 members and graduates, and across Australia, there are 427 Indigenous doctors. Dr. Raller-Baker says Indigenous doctor numbers increasing is a great benefit.
We have at least as many medical students as what we do graduates. And an example is I was down in Newcastle, University of Newcastle last week. When I went there, we had five people in my year and not a great number of others across the 5 years. In 1 year alone now, they have 20 at that one university, and over 70 across the 5 years. And the numbers are just as big across a lot of the other universities.
For yourself, you had your story out there as the first Indigenous ophthalmologist in Australia. Are those kind of stories becoming more and more common?
We're achieving a lot of firsts in the medical specialties. And an example that I can give is something that happened just very recently when I was in Mount Isa working as the first Indigenous ophthalmologist. I was a consultant ophthalmologist at Mount Isa Hospital. And I had a colleague who was a GP at Doomadgee with an Indigenous patient. He called through to me for some advice about an eye injury that his patient had, and I was able to then contact the Indigenous medical superintendent at Mount Isa Hospital to organise a transfer across to Townsville Hospital. So that was a pretty great moment where he had the first Indigenous ophthalmologist, the first Indigenous medical superintendent and Indigenous GP all working together for a community man from Doomadgee.
Today's keynote was given by Dr. Chelsea Bond, who is a research fellow at the University of Queensland's Poche Centre of Indigenous Health.
Looking at the experiences of racism from the vantage point of the black doctor, looking at the position that they are situated in as black doctors working within institutions that are not necessarily safe for them either, let alone their clients in our care. So I encourage the members to think critically about their positioning and how they enact their sovereignty as Indigenous doctors in their practice.
Because how important is it to have that representation? Is there more trust as well once you're breaking down these major issues and obstacles?
I'm really cautious to emphasise Indigenous doctors as the solution to systemic racism. What happens is we tend to carry the burden, whether we're a doctor, a nurse, a health worker, we carry that burden of responsibility. And I think what we need to do, and particularly as we get greater in numbers, our presence as black health professionals in the health system, is to look at how we change the system rather than require the individual black doctor to be the remedy for things that are much bigger than interpersonal care or treatment options. And so I'm really interested in how do we protect our Indigenous health workforce within a health system that has been not all that welcoming or supportive of Indigenous peoples.
Dr. Shannon Springer is an Associate Professor and Discipline Lead for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health at Bond University.
I see Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that work in the space of health very innovative. They're quite pioneers in the space, particularly around concepts of social and emotional well-being. I think as Aboriginal peoples, we can bring a lot to the medical profession. So we're always looking outwards about how to better understand and look at concepts of health and well-being and how do we protect health and well-being.
Having those different perspectives and a unique cultural offerings, is that something obviously which can then translate to non-Indigenous Australians?
The concepts around reconciliation for non-Indigenous Australians to understand that this is part of the history of this country. This can be part of their history if they want it to be, and it's a matter of perception. For example, in some places where I worked as a doctor, whilst I haven't worked in the next room as a traditional healer, with a traditional healer, I've worked alongside where I've been able to refer patients to traditional healers. So those knowledges still exist, they're still valued, and they're still meaningful today.
Dr. Shannon Springer, he was speaking to The Wire's Alex Jacobs, and he was speaking from today's AIDA conference, which is happening in Perth.